Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily motion for May the 7th. It is so windy out here. It's not even funny. I think it's 40 mile an hour winds out there. Guys, we're going to be in Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to be looking at three individual verses. I'm just going to read them to you, okay? The first one is this: to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. The next verse is this: all a person's ways seem pure to him, but motives are weighed by the Lord. And here's our key verse of the day. It says this: commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Friends, let me tell you a story about Ronald Reagan. Yeah, you're like, Ronald Reagan, the president? Matt, do you know that guy? No, but there's a great story about him when he was a little boy, okay? His mom was taking him to get new shoes, and so they went to the shoe store to the cobbler who would make the shoes, okay? And here's the thing. The cobbler said, he measures his feet. He looks at the width of his shoes. He says, okay, now do you want a flat front or do you want a rounded front? And Ronald, or Ron, he goes, I don't know. And he says, well, I gotta know. And he says, I don't know. You know, do you want it flat in the front or round in the front? He says, well, I tell you what. And they go back and forth, and the mom's saying, Ron, come on, there are your shoes, pick out. What do you want? He says, I don't know, mommy, I don't know, okay? And here's the thing, and the mom just finally says, all right, we'll be back in a couple days and we'll finish the order then, okay? And so here's the thing, a couple days go by and the cobbler comes up to him, okay? He sees Ron on the street. He can't decide whether he wants a square toe or a round toe. I mean, he's going back and forth. The cobbler's not putting up with it. Finally, the cobbler says this: I tell you what, Ron, just come by in 2 days. I'll have your shoes ready for you. And he kind of scratched his head and he goes, okay, I'll tell my mom, okay? Okay, they come back 3 days later, Ronald Reagan's mom and Ron, okay? And guess what he has? One shoe is squared, the other shoe is rounded, okay? The cobbler gets down and he goes, Ron, if you don't make decisions in life, other people will make them for you, and you may not like the decisions that they make. Do you understand? Ron goes like this, yes. He says, these shoes will be a reminder for the next year and a half that you need to man up, that you need to make decisions, that you need to do what you think is best for you. I tell you what, it's a great story. How does that apply to a Christian like you and I? Here's how it applies, okay? We seek out the Lord to get guidance, okay? We have wisdom, discernment, intellect, and all day long, we are making decisions, okay? But the text says this: when we commit our ways to the Lord and we're trusting God with it, even if we make a mistake, God will stop us in that. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. And here's the thing, the more we have our communication channels open with the Lord and are trusting God and are led by the Spirit of God, the less likely we are to make stupid decisions. There are times in life that we have to make very quick decisions, okay? But when your life is committed to the things of God, God is safeguarding you as you make those decisions. I personally don't want to make huge decisions outside of Christ. That would be the most stupid thing when God knows the future and He knows the past, okay? He knows what's going to take place tomorrow where I don't. He's smarter than me. I'm not, okay? He's God. I'm His creation. Times, watch this, guys, that I'm all prayed up. I'm totally prayed up. I'm in the Word, okay, and I'm asking God about something, and I haven't heard anything. What do? I move forward in God's Spirit and wisdom, okay, trusting. I've committed this to the Lord. I've committed the outcome to the Lord. I'm going to move forward in it, knowing if I have made a mistake that God will stop me. And oftentimes He'll do just that. And I'm not talking about ramjetting through the roadblocks. What I'm talking about is committing your ways to the Lord and trusting Him and moving forward, always seeking Him. But when you don't hear Him, trusting the still small voice, trusting His Spirit, trusting Him. If He doesn't say a word to you, that He's going to be for you. And if you're going to make a mistake, He'll stop you in that mistake. Friends, listen to this Jewish rabbi on this text. I love it. There was a time when, according to Jewish tradition, one could go to the prophet to get perfect guidance when making a decision. With no prophets around, there were still individuals who had access to the Holy Spirit and to the temple, okay? I'm glad we don't have to go through that stuff now. Where, you know what I'm saying? And the Catholics kind of do, where they got to go and confess their sins to a priest. Here's the thing. That's my high priest, not some guy in a box. That's free stuff. Text goes on to say, there are sometimes even precious rabbis who were able to bring counseling to followers, accurately helping them to make the right decisions, okay? And so there's nothing wrong. Even the Bible says here, between a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom, okay? Because here's the thing, you may not have the decision, okay? And if it's a big enough decision where you're going to get godly counsel, did you hear that word? Not Not Bob at the lunch table, not Jerry at the garage, no one outside of the realm of not knowing God do you want to get advice from. I don't know why we're seeking advice, and that's a whole nother devotion, from all these crazies out there, okay? No, seek advice from God. Get godly counsel from people who know the Lord, who are walking it, who have a proven track record, okay, of a love relationship with Almighty God. Back to the rabbi, let me finish this. However, today, we are often alone in deciding what to do. Sometimes there's a lot riding on the decisions. Even advice from specific individuals is no guarantee that we are choosing correctly. So how are we to know what to do? I like this guy, friends, especially because he's a Jewish rabbi. He's going to think a little bit differently then. Proverbs gives us the answer. We read, "To humans belongs the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer to the tongue." Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Do you understand that? When you commit your life, your decisions, your choices, okay, to the Lord, He establishes the outcome of all these different things. You may not have the answer, and you may have prayed, and it comes to that day where you actually have to move forward. Move forward in faith in God and trust in God that you've committed this to the Lord, okay? And you're going to move forward. And knowing this, God loves you. He's your Abba. He's not going to let you make a stupid decision when you've committed that thing, that life, to the Lord. He's going to safeguard you. He's going to stop you, okay? But be willing to stop in your tracks. Be willing to stop in your tracks when He says no. Just 2 days ago, I was talking about Paul on a missionary journey where he was in Troas, where he didn't have peace. He had a check in his spirit. There's just something missing here, okay? What did he do? Was he angry? No, he adapted, adjusted, and he rolled with it, and he went on to the next town, okay? What did he do there? There he ministered greatly when he had the peace of God. God is able to stop you from making stupid decisions when you commit your ways to the Lord and your life to the Lord. Look inward. Make sure you don't have any iniquity, any sin that's keeping you. And what I'm talking about, we commit sin every day. What I'm talking about, you've incorporated something into your life and you're holding on to it. You're just not willing to let it go. Friends, let that thing go, because that's going to hinder you from hearing the still small voice, okay? Iniquity and sin, especially those things that we harbor into our lives and we're not willing to get rid of them. Why aren't we able to get rid of them? Because we perceive they bring some type of pleasure, okay? In reality, they will bring definite pain, guaranteed, okay? Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust Him. He will never fail you. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.